course, the big development that occurred at the San Antonio meeting last December that really changed things dramatically for these patients was the so-called Catherine study that looked at the antibody-drug conjugate, T-DM1. And again, your center has really had a leading role in developing this therapy used in patients with residual disease compared to what's usually used, which is trastuzumab, or a lot of times people use the two antibodies she got, trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And T-DM1 looked a lot better and seemed to be very well tolerated. What's your experience been? Have you all switched over to that strategy at this point?
We have. I mean, certainly it's always an individualized decision-making with the physician and the patient, but we certainly are using much more T-DM1 for patients with residual disease with the results of Catherine. And again, for the surgeon, it really highlights the importance of what we do to make sure that if a patient has residual disease, that we identify it. And I say that in the context of really the management of the lymph nodes. So particularly in that patient who starts out node positive, looks like they've had a great response to preoperative therapy, we offer them a sentinel lymph node biopsy. We know that the sentinel lymph node biopsy in the setting of starting out with node positive disease, we know that there's a higher false negative rate in that setting than in the clinical N0 setting. And so we really need to be very diligent and thoughtful about when we accept the results of our sentinel node procedure as being node negative in these patients that potentially have residual disease. Because if we don't find that disease for our medical oncologist or for our patient, then they're going to not have the benefit of getting that T-DM1, for example, for residual nodal disease.